You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Full of frustration. Full of despair. From years of hurt, disappointment, and relegation. Two British football fans have had enough. Canary bird Elliot Holman and wanderer Henry Hewitt are in search of glory, pride, passion, in search of silverware. And they found Major League Soccer.
As a Norwich City fan, that intro still rings truer and truer every single week. Welcome to a brand new episode of the MLS UK Show. Season 5, Episode 2. I'm Elliot Holman.
And I'm Henry Hewitt.
Plenty to talk about as MLS is properly underway now. We'll start with Atlanta's crushing 3-0 defeat to Colorado Rapids, who of course struggled in the opening weekend. Henry, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm glad for Colorado because they've evened things up. They lost 3-0 in the first game, then they won 3-0. Mm. All I've got to say on Atlanta is I think this season we're going to be a home team. And our next two games are at home. So hopefully by the next time we do a full episode, we'll be near the top of the table. But that's me being hopeful. But yeah, I'm not expecting much on the road, I've got to admit.
I have lots to ask you about that, so we'll do that a little bit later on. I understand this may be the episode.
Is
that right?
It's one of two of the episodes because there is that many teams now, thanks Don Garber. We can only fit one of Poppy's kit review sections in today. So we are going to do 14 teams today and then part two will be on the next episode. So many people tweet us during the close season. And if you're a new follower or a subscriber to the podcast, hello, thank you for listening to our first episode of the season, which was our highest rated episode for, I think, higher than listened and more of most of last season, actually.
Really? So, higher than Taylor Twellman?
Yeah, higher than Taylor Twellman. So,
because what's better than Elliot Henry and Taylor Twellman? Just Elliot and Henry. The stats don't lie.
Yeah, sorry, Taylor. hello, and if you are new to us, you may have not heard any of Poppy's kit reviews before. She is, well, we'll explain later on, but she's got an interesting view on colour coordinations and styles of kits. So many people who do know Poppy's kit reviews tweet us in the close season. And this is the thing, so many people, when the kits come out, will tweet us or Instagram us going, oh, what does Poppy think of this? Can't wait to hear it. But we can't like any of the tweets. We can't like anything or share anything because if Poppy sees it, it ruins it. Because these, what you'll be hearing later in the show is literally her first, she sees it for the first time. Mm. It's an initial reaction. So, yeah, that's coming up later.
I noticed when I was watching Miami last night, Phil Neville's ditched the pink tracksuit top.
Genuinely, she watched it last night and she saw Phil Neville and went, oh, wow, can I have one? Like, you know, and I was like, do you do realize that it was the Inter Miami tracksuits of last season? You originally said that. And she went, oh, no way, can you buy me one? I said, no, I'm not buying you an Inter Miami.
Can I have
one.
Yeah, I'm not
always but, always there, always
she,
ready.
She can save that as much as she wants. I ain't buying you an Inter Miami tracksuit top. So that's coming up later. Also on the show today, you may remember on the last full episode that we didn't actually do our season predictions. We didn't get round to it. We spent so much time talking about the teams. So we'll do that. You've got a new game as well.
Yeah,
a
new game to play.
And we'll be recapping this weekend's action. And we'll be having a look at our first predictions round of 2022, which we did on our last episode. Find out who won that. But before all of that, I guess, like every episode, we need to start with a game with a changing name.
Absolutely. So if you're new to this, this is a player. I'm going to describe their career path to you. This is a player who has played in both the UK and in MLS. Okay. And this player was sent in on Twitter, and I didn't know that they played in MLS.
Ah.
So they started their career at Rennes in France.
Okay.
1996, made 55 appearances.
Right.
They've also played for Inter Milan, Manchester United, Arsenal, Werder Bremen, Portland Timbers, and then ended up somewhere I can't pronounce in... the Indian Super League.
Right, okay. Right, Manchester United and Arsenal. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Can you tell me when they signed for Man United?
1999.
Right. And did they go to Arsenal after that?
They did, yeah. Strange one, isn't it?
It is. That's a very strange one. I'm trying to think of who would have made that move, but I can't.
And then played for Portland.
Portland from
I never knew this happened. No, Werder Bremen.
Oh, from Werder Bremen.
Then
yeah.
Portland Timbers in 2013 to 2014.
All right, so did they spend a long time at Manchester United?
Yes.
Right, and then signed for Arsenal. I'm going to have to think about this one. If you know, then get in touch with us at MLS UK Show, Twitter, Instagram. Comment in the comments on YouTube and let us know where you're up to when you realise. Don't go to the end. Find out the answer and come back because we'll know.
I thought this was a risky one. I thought you'll either get it straight away or you might struggle a bit because the Manchester United and Arsenal thing does jump out at you a bit.
Yeah. I'm going to have a think. I'm assuming that the United to Arsenal would have been, if they spent a long time at United, would it be like, I don't know, 2008, 2009
spot
maybe?
On.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I don't know the player, but I know the timeline of their career. Yeah, let us know.
Picture them playing for Arsenal.
Yeah.
I can't statistically back this up. I picture Andre Arshavin.
Right, okay, so that's when when the around the era that they played.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, let us know if you know.
Of course, it's not Van Persie, obviously, but I was trying to think of players that have played for United and Arsenal.
Yeah, Van Persie. That's the only one I can think of.
There's got to be more.
Yeah, there has got to be more. It's the start of a show. My brain's not working. It'll kick into gear when we start talking about what happened this weekend in MLS, which is coming up next.
The MLS UK Show.
As always, the MLS UK Show is sponsored by Soccer90.com. It's a new season for MLS. There's plenty of new jerseys, which Poppy's going to review very soon. And you can get your hands on yours at Soccer90.com.
Yes, you can also get your hands on international shirts as well, including ones from the Premier League, like PSG, La Liga, also Liga MX as well. So whatever you get from soccer90.com, don't forget to type MLS UK in the checkout and you get 20% off.
MLS UK Show with Elliot Holman and Henry Hewitt.
Okay, let's have a look at what happened in MLS this weekend. For the first time this season, we can say that officially on one of our longer episodes. Mm. So I'll tell you what, Elliot, I'll let you decide where we start.
Oh, okay. It's got to be Austin.
Austin 5, Inter Miami 1. Another walkover for Austin. They beat FC Cincinnati in game 1 5-0 as well. Impressive stuff.
Yeah, record-breaking start to an MLS season. 10 goals in 2 games is a new MLS record. I don't want to be that guy. I told you Austin had done well in the close season.
We have, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, and you know me, when you get predictions right, I do like to
bring me back down to
them. Yeah. They have only played to FC Cincinnati and Inter Miami at home. I think a lot of teams will beat them. I've got to say, though, I don't think a lot of teams will beat them 5-0 and 5-1. They've got Portland away and Seattle at home in the next two, so we'll see where they
are. Seattle lost 2-2.
They have, yeah. We'll talk about that in a moment. But it's been a good start. And I think attacking-wise, so much better than last year because he went so many games without scoring, didn't
he? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to imagine that it's the same team. Yeah. He's not changed that much. But we spoke about adding Urruti in and MLS experience. Ding. And I think it's made all the difference. Just having something to hit, having, you know, being able to go long, go short, it's made a massive difference. You know, they've got pace on the wings, they've got skill. It's great to watch. Really great to watch. So, well done to Austin. Are Miami that bad?
One of my mates texted me last night, actually, who doesn't necessarily watch MLS, and he was talking about Inter Miami because he caught the game, and he said, surely Phil Neville can't last much longer, which I replied going, last year I felt it seemed to be Higuain versus the rest. It just didn't seem right. This year they've brought in DeAndre Yedlin, they've brought in some MLS experience, and it doesn't look right again. So if that's the case, then you do have to look at the head coach. I think Inter Miami, we're in two games in, and I know I said with Austin, you can't look too much into it after two games, but surely they're looking at the same season again, where they'll get the odd win, they'll finish about 10th, but they'll have some batterings, and two games in, they've already had one.
Yeah, when you look at New York, as in New York Red Bulls, obviously 4-1 win over Toronto, who are supposed to be reborn, is this New York side better than the Austin side that we've seen so far?
Ooh, that's hard to say. I think if you look at the results, going to San Jose winning 3-1, then Toronto winning 4-1, then you would argue, yeah, they're more impressive for me. But there's a part in the last episode, 102, I said that I feel that Austin are going to be much better than last year, but in the end finish in and around the playoffs, maybe just a bit out. Part of me still thinks that, even though they've had an incredible start. Whereas with Red Bulls, I'll be very surprised if they don't finish in the playoffs because they seem more of a unit this year than last year. But saying that, I mean, Austin have been great. So I wish they were playing each other in the next game just to make the, you know, prove who is the better team. But Red Bulls, yeah, you've got to say the two great results. And I don't know about you, I wouldn't have predicted that they'd go and get these results.
No, I definitely wouldn't either. If you want goals, pure goals and entertainment based on two games, Columbus.
Yes, I mean, we're rattling through these, aren't we? Columbus won 4-0 against Vancouver in the first game, drew away at San Jose 3-3. Seven goals again. There's a few teams: Austin, Red Bulls, Columbus, who were getting the goals in early. I'd say with Columbus, we said on the last episode we expect so much more from this season, and they're showing that. They'll be disappointed to let that lead slip. Last 10 minutes, they were 3-1 up. They ended up drawing 3-3. But overall, I think it's been a good start, and it's showing the improvements that's there. And with Columbus, I expect them to finish a lot higher this season. San Jose, is it just me?
It's the same thing, isn't it? It's you don't know where to place them.
You don't know where to place them, but is it just me that there's down that end of the stadium, that in that goal, how many last minute goals have they had?
I know.
It just seems to be like every season they're getting at least 4 or 5. They probably haven't. Somebody's probably going to go into the stats and go, all right, Henry, I think you'll find
one.
It's one. But it just seems that they're always doing it, and they've done it again. Calvo, be honest with me. Would you have had him down to be fourth top goal scorer in the league at this point?
No.
A stat for you, Calvo, right? He scored 5 goals in his time at Minnesota. He then scored 5 goals in 4 seasons for Chicago, and he's now got 2 in 2 games for San Jose. So San Jose fans, don't get too excited. I think he'll score another 3 in his time there, and then that'll be it.
Yeah, that's it. It's hard to know, again, where to place San Jose. It always seems to be this time of year we're like, oh, had a good result, and then looked a bit bang average. Where are we at?
Well, I'd have been worried if it would have stayed 3-1, that'd have been 2-3-1 defeats at home. I'd have been worried, but I think they've shown some fight there to show that they're not going to be getting the wooden spoon. I mean, San Jose is San Jose. They're always the same, aren't they? They're always fighting for 7th or 8th or 9th or wherever the playoff line is this year. And they'll do the same again. I think they'll have some really good results at home. Away will be difficult for them, but that's where I'd put them. I mean, would you agree with that, or should we be expecting higher?
Well, this is my point. I don't know yet, because I think they seem to then suddenly go on a run and rescue their season. Mm. So hard to say at this point. I was hoping for more.
Yeah, I was disappointed, especially that first game against Red Bulls. I just feel that, I felt that they just didn't perform at all. They didn't turn up. And Red Bulls, as good as they've been, it was quite easy for them in the end. Mm.
I can't avoid it anymore because I'm looking at the games that have had loads of goals. So I'm going to hand over to you. Colorado 3, Atlanta United 0.
You sure you don't want to talk about any other game?
Just going where the goals are, mate. Just going where the goals
yeah,
are.
Yeah, looking down the matches, literally.
I've left it as long as I can.
Other than that, it was 1-0 on it and yours. poor from Atlanta. I watched the first bit
of game. Haven't seen it. So genuinely, you tell me, you make a case.
Well, I didn't watch the last half an hour of the game because I turned it over to see what was happening in the Charlotte game. But Atlanta were poor. First part of the game, it was mainly Atlanta. We had more of the ball. Colorado got the goal for Rubio. And then Atlanta, they had some play. They created a few chances. It just didn't click on the day. And it's like I said earlier, I do genuinely think we'll be a home team this year. At the Benz, I would put Atlanta, I would bet on them winning any game. I truly believe that. I think they're great at home. Going away from home, that's where they need to improve. If they're going to finish in the top 3-4 of the conference, I still think they'll make the playoffs. But if they're going to finish in the top 3 or 4, they need to improve their away form.
What about my old mate Dom Dwyer? I don't know anything about this game. Was he involved?
He was involved.
Did he score?
No, he didn't.
Oh, he got booked. Dom Dwyer got booked. Unbelievable. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
So, he's got his 1-2 is a good record. That's far better than what he's done for previous teams.
Yeah, it'll be 1-22 and then you'll be on my level.
I don't know. I think he'll score. The home games. Dom Dwyer and Atlanta are home players. Home comforts. Colorado, though, we last episode we said we were worried about them. They went away to LAFC, and I know it was the Carlos Vela show, but they've come back well. 3-0 at home to Atlanta is a good result. And, to see as well, Rubio, Lewis, Shinashiki getting the goals. Those are the players that they're going to rely on this year.
I think I will reserve judgment, if you don't mind, on Colorado. I know you seem confident, big win again. I think anyone could beat Atlanta at home. I think, going to need to see more from Colorado. Disappointed it was only 3.
Well, I didn't see the last 20 minutes, so I can't comment on that.
Dom Dwyer was amazing in the last 19 minutes. It's unbelievable.
Didn't see it. Right, we mentioned Seattle before. Let's talk about Seattle because I was watching the Colorado-Atlanta game and then there was a breaking play and I flicked through the channels and I was like, oh, well, let's see how RSL in Seattle. Let's see how Rusnak's doing. Is he getting... how's he doing at his old club? Literally switched it on. He got the ball 2 seconds later and it was just boos. And then in the highlight, I just heard boos every time he got the ball. So that tells you where our RSL fans are with Rusnak. It wasn't the return he wanted, not only because he had a 2-hour weather delay at one point, which we tweeted on our MLS UK show Twitter page, how sorry we felt for RSL and Seattle UK fans. But good win for RSL in the end. Quite surprised me this, and it's also surprised me Seattle's start to the season, 2 defeats.
Bottom of the league, bottom of the shield. Is this the same as last year? Do they just come back and steamroll everyone out of the way?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So
stop making a drama of it, shall we?
Yeah, we're not worried about Seattle at all. Where should we go next?
Well, Montreal also bottom. 2 losses in 2. Took the lead against Philly and threw it away.
2 defeats. They lost to Orlando, of course, first game of the season as well. They'll be really disappointed with that start because with respect to Orlando... It's a game they could have got a draw out
of. Here we go.
Philadelphia 1-0 up at home and they've thrown them both away. I know, 2 games in, we can't really say much, but would you be worried as a Montreal fan?
I'm worried about a home defeat, but Philly are a good side. We know that. Yeah. No one's surprised that they've lost 2-1. I think they'll be disappointed, but no one's gone, can't be losing 2-1 to Philly. So it's about how they react, isn't it? I was impressed with them against Orlando in the first 10, 15 minutes. Thought they looked a lot more settled, a lot more together, a lot more of a team. But then they didn't show much after that. So, I think Montreal fans will be slightly disappointed and maybe wanting to see more evidence that they can do something this year.
Yeah, Montreal are showing the form of a team in the Champions League at the start of a season. They've got Cruz Azul, a team that always seems to play an MLS team. That's on Wednesday night. I tell you what, let's go to the first game of the weekend. New England Revolution 1, FC Dallas 0. Now, Carlos Gil got the goal last minute of the first half from the penalty spot. This game... it was basically what was going on off the pitch that made all the headlines, because both Carlos Gil, he made his announcement that his partner was pregnant during his goal celebration. None of his team knew about it. And then when he got the goal, he then picked up the ball, put it under his shirt and pointed to the stand. And it was funny because his teammates then looked at him and was like you would get amongst friends in a bar going, "Oh my God, you're pregnant," like that.
And then he's like, "No guys, on with the game."
Yeah, on with the game. And then when the game did, there was a break in the game, then Matt Turner announced he did a gender reveal.
I saw that, yeah.
On the pitch, he's going to be having a little lad, which I was thinking, right, Matt Turner, so it's due in July. Now, where's Matt Turner going to be in July?
Yeah.
So maybe in 18 years' time, that little kid's got a decision to make. Does he play for the USA or does he play in the country of perhaps his birth? Probably not. She's probably going to have it in the States and then come over here. But the country he could spend most of his time in.
Have it in the UK because it's free.
Does that as well. Yeah. But 4 points from two games for any Revs. They got the 2-2 at Portland, which was a really impressive result, actually. Good start for them, and they're showing the form that we've predicted big things again from this year.
Yeah, and to be fair, Dallas are a better side than they were last year, so that's a bigger win than maybe you would expect. Mm. I watched the game and I thought they did look good, but Dallas did all right away at Gillette Stadium. I thought Dallas put in a really good performance. So I'm not saying jury's out on New England at all.
No,
but I think Dallas gave them a really good game, and we didn't maybe see the usual domination and patterns of play from New England that we did last year. So I'll be looking forward to watching them again next week.
And credit to Jozy Altidore as well, who came off the bench and then was booked seconds later. New England Revolution, we need to mention, they're in the Champions League, finally get to play because their first, last round game, it was called off and they got a bye into the next round. So well done to New England Revolution and good luck in their match on Tuesday. First win for SKC, off the mark. I think when you look at Seattle, for example, you're looking at teams who have lost to, I think SKC, you would always expect them to beat Houston, but if they would have lost, then it just the pressure builds a bit, doesn't it? So they'll be really happy to have got that win.
Yeah, and it took them a while. You feel like it should have been more than 1-0. It took them a while to get the job done. But yeah, a solid performance. You'd expect them to beat Houston, especially at home. It's their first home game of the season. Bouncing back from a defeat to Atlanta, which is embarrassing, really, isn't it? Losing to Atlanta.
Another way, it isn't.
Interested to see how SKC kick on from this. Sorry, Sporting Kansas City. You get very told off when we call them SKC. Sporting Kansas City can kick on. And a bit like any Revs, just interested to see where they're going to sit this year, because you could be expecting big things.
Yeah, I am. You were always expected. He had a blip a few years ago, but then finished, was it second or third last year in the conference? So, big things expected. I tell you what, then, let's go to, and I could sense, even though we live, about an hour and a half away from each other, I could sense the frustration on Sunday morning when you woke up and saw what happened in the Orlando game. So I'm going to take a step back. It finished 0-0. However, Elliot, should it have finished 0-0?
No. I can't see even with my neutral cap on, I can't see where this handball decision has come from in the goal by Junior Urso. VAR is an interesting one, isn't it? I'm interested to see your take on it. At this point, I want to see it. I'm not in denial. When you've disallowed the goal and I'm watching the replay, in that case, I want to see it. I want to see he's caught the ball and then kicked it in the net. There's no angle that shows it whatsoever.
Well, VAR in the MLS is interesting because we always praise it. We always say how great it is, especially compared to the Premier League. Premier League has had its teething problems.
Yeah, they got it right a lot quicker than the Premier League.
And MLS has been quite good in comparison. But the thing with MLS VAR for me is, and not just going off this decision, is in the Premier League, it seems that every decision is looked at. You know, every single one, even if they look at it and it's nothing, they go, right, we've looked at it, doesn't matter, carry on. MLS just seem very, I don't know what they're looking at sometimes, because they'll look at something and then you'll see a foul in the box that you think that is a nailed on foul and we just carry on. Yeah. I don't understand.
No, I know, I agree. It's all over the shop. And I think if there is a weak part of MLS now, it's always been the officiating, let's be honest, the refereeing, but now there's VAR. There should be less excuse for that. And I don't really know how that goal's been disallowed, because there's no proof that the referee, it was clear and obvious that the referee got it wrong. And when it happens, if you look at all the Chicago players in the box, not a single one of them appeal.
Yeah.
No one reacts. Goal, celebration, Chicago players all just looking down at the floor, annoyed. No one appeals for it.
Yeah, I think that's a good indication of whether it is a decision that needs to be made or not.
Mm.
Now, they've looked at VAR, they've disallowed it. So, unfortunately for Orlando, I guess you've got to go with what the refs say. However, the fact that no Chicago players appeal for it or say anything, and they basically walking back to the centre circle, it speaks volumes. But you would like to say, and unfortunately for the rest of us, but you would like to say that it may even itself out for Orlando over the course of a season. I'm sure it will for Chicago as well. I'm sure they'll get a dodgy decision against
them. Well, they need to score first.
Two 0-0 draws for Chicago.
I was
going to...
It's not what we came here for.
No, I was going to say we might start bringing back the booing for 0-0s, but unfortunately, we'd have to be booing half the teams that that we're covering. So I guess Chicago can be booed this week because they have had two 0-0 draws. Two clean sheets, though, for Orlando. Are you impressed with that?
More surprised than impressed. Didn't have Robin Jansen at the weekend. Schlegel. In defense. And so it's nice to see. I've talked about roster depth a lot recently. I've talked about how teams always need to rotate midweek. When you have a midweek game, you have a weekend game. So roster needs to be deep. It needs to have players that can come on and do a job. And Jansen's shoes are big ones to fill. So well done to Rodrigo Schlegel. I am quietly confident, just a bit. That's why I think I'm a bit gutted about the VAR decision, because it seems like we should have 6 points from two games.
Okay, let's move on then. Let's move to FC Cincinnati. They played DC at the weekend, and heartbreak for FC Cincinnati after that 5-0 defeat against Austin. It looked like they could keep a clean sheet themselves, but DC got a last minute penalty. Kamara with the goal. DC were down to 10 men. So credit to them, they've got two wins. They beat Charlotte in the first game. But FC Cincinnati's, if there's a chance to win a game or at least get a point, this was it. And they failed again.
I have nothing to say about Cincinnati. I don't know what to say anymore. Like, I don't know. I honestly don't know what's going on there. It just cursed. Absolutely cursed. You know who gave away the foul as well?
Mm.
Letting the side down.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of FC Cincinnati players laying the side down, to be honest. But they play Orlando next, so you never know.
Yeah, fingers crossed. My dad's going to that game at the Exploria. Interesting one, final comment on this game is interesting dynamic. Ola Kamara standing over that penalty. I was watching it live and I thought, they're trying to move him on. They're trying to bin him off. They don't want him on the roster. They've been trying to get him a move all close season, and now he stood there. I'd have just ballooned it over the bar and gone, stuff you.
That's not Ola Kamara, though, is it? Like, I can understand what you're saying.
Stop, what are you trying to move him on for? You've got no one better.
If any player did that, then that would have started. That would have been the first game that we covered. Let's go to Vancouver, New York City then. 0-0. If it wasn't for Chicharito scoring in the last minute of the first game, New York City, we would have been booing them as well for 2-0. Vancouver lost their first game as well. I think a point for me for both sides. Okay, New York City FC might look at it and go, well, we're champions, we want to get a win on the board. Vancouver may look and go, we're at home, we want to get a win on the board, but at least they've got a point on the board.
Yeah, I think it's a better result for Vancouver, right?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
New York City hangover?
I think there's a bit of one, especially in front of goal. I'm surprised that they haven't scored yet. And if you look at the teams they've played, LA Galaxy hadn't had a home clean sheet in ages. No. And I know they've kept a second clean sheet, which we'll talk about in a moment. But still, you'd think that they should have attacked a bit more. Vancouver just come off a 4-0 defeat, so for them not to score, I'm quite surprised. Maybe there's a hangover, but I'm sure they'll rectify it. They're at home this weekend, so yeah, I'm sure, I think they'll be fine.
Points were shared at Allianz Field. Minnesota 1, Nashville 1. How are we feeling about Minnesota?
I think, yeah, as we expected, I think they've done well. Let's face it, they've played Philadelphia away in Nashville, two tough teams. So to remain unbeaten is a good start, I think.
We're going to get into the jerseys and the kits with Poppy's kit reviews soon. That Nashville kit is no different to the last one.
Well, Nashville do feature, so we'll hear what she says. But yeah, it's not different. It's a shame, really. But I think on the pitch, nothing's changed as well. 4 points from Seattle away and Minnesota away is a very impressive start. We said Nashville, we challenged them. We said, well, can you continue what you did last year? They were very strong at home. Now they're showing they're actually really strong away, which is frightening for everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. We had Chris Smith on our podcast on the first episode of season 5, talking about Charlotte FC, doing a little bit of a deep dive into their roster. And Charlotte fans, we've made you wait long enough, and we're going to make you wait some more because we need to talk about Portland Timbers.
Yes, Jimmy Chara.
Riding his bicycle.
Loves bicycles.
Loves
ding,
it.
Ding. We need to get a bicycle sound effect on there. Yeah, great goal. Again, 2 overhead kicks in 2 games. I don't think that's ever happened before in soccer. It's definitely not happened in MLS. They're just
even Zlatan didn't do that.
Opening 2 games of the season. It weren't a winning overhead kick, as it wasn't in the first game, because LAFC, they got the equaliser. Portland fell to fall. Mamadou Fall, sorry, that was a really bad headline. Mamadou Fall got the equaliser, so they fell to Fall in the last minute. But ignore that.
Been sitting on that one, haven't you?
I have, yeah, and I wish I hadn't.
LAFC with Carlos Vela.
Yeah.
Very different to LAFC without.
Yeah, I mean, Portland are a good team, don't get me wrong, but to say that they went down to 10 men as well, I did expect a bit more from LAFC. Mm. They got the equaliser, they got 4 points from the first 2 games, so I'm sure they would argue that they've had a good start. But still, it's going to be a season that I feel LAFC really need, they really hope and need Carlos Vela to be fit and ready.
Well, from embarrassing headlines that Henry's failed to deliver to actual record-breaking headlines, Charlotte FC, a new MLS attendance record. It looked absolutely incredible in that stadium the other night. And unfortunately, after lasting out so long, they know their roster is not the strongest. They know that it needs work. Everyone knows that. But everyone showed up and watched them hold off LA Galaxy for so long.
Yeah, 77 minutes. I mean, Alvarez's goal to break the deadlock. If there's ever going to be a goal in front
of... What a finish.
It's in front of 74,000 people. That was it. It was going to take something special to break the deadlock because Charlotte, they held out. It reminded me of a cup game, an FA Cup game here in England, where it's like a lower league team versus a Chelsea or a Man City, you know, where they hold on, and the fans are really getting behind them, and it just doesn't work out in the end. But I think Charlotte will take a lot of, I mean, they'll take a lot from the whole experience anyway. You know, 74,000 fans there. Hopefully they can continue that going on into the season. But they'll take a lot of heart from the defence as well. And, you know, they need to create more, of course they do. But I think the way they held out showed spirit.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Elliot Holman, Henry Hewitt, MLS UK Show.
It's the time you've all been waiting for, her grand return. For those who don't know, every year we get my wife, Poppy, to... First time as my wife, actually. Before, it's always been my girlfriend.
Congrats on that, by the way.
Thank you.
I had a lovely day.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it? So each year she comes on and does the kit reviews. Basically, if you don't know Poppy, she is a makeup artist on TV here in the UK. So we can look at kits and we look and think, oh, that LA Galaxy Away shirt from last year, that's great. It harks back to the 90s and it looks brilliant. Whereas she looked at it and went, well, those colours don't go with each other and that's awful. I wouldn't be seen dead in that. So this is the type of thing why we brought her on, because she has a different viewpoint on stuff. And it's safe to say, having recorded them the other night, she has got a different view. If you're new to us, you will hear it right now. You've only heard one of these. We put a teaser clip on our social media. You feel you know which team's kit this is for?
Well, I've just found out that we're doing the West today.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I thought this one.
Ah, right, okay. So if you've not heard the clip, you're going to hear it in a moment when we get round to that team. But it's basically, Poppy says, it looks like the wristband you get at an all-inclusive. So it isn't Orlando, and Elliot is right. We are doing the West on this episode. If you're a fan of a club in the East, then we'll do it on the next episode, but stick with us because some of these are amazing. They really are. So if you watch it on YouTube, you will see the kit come up on your screen. If you're listening to it on your podcast provider, I'm going to try and explain as best I can. So here we go with the Western Conference kit reviews. This is the first of Poppy's kit reviews 2022, part one. So the first clip is Austin FC. Now, if you haven't seen Austin FC's away kit, it's kind of like a... How would you describe that colour of green?
Good question. I like it. It's more pale than lime, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting colour. This is what Poppy had to say about it.
Oh, what an unusual colour. I like that. It's pretty plain and simple, but I really like that colour. I don't think I've ever seen that colour anywhere before.
So there you go. We didn't know what the colour was. Right. It's an interesting shade of green. Kind of like a minty green, would you say? Maybe.
But then Charlotte's is mint.
Yeah. So, well, we'll leave that as a question mark. If you know specifically what colour of green it is, then let us know at MLS UK Show. Right. Moving on to the next in the West. It's Colorado Rapids. So Colorado Rapids have gone for their traditional sort of burgundy main shirt with sky blue Adidas stripes on the shoulders. There's a weird sort of design in the background of it.
I presume that's meant to be the mountains.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. But Poppy didn't think that. Here's what she had to say.
Introduces a classy design. What is classy about that? It just looks like a creased shirt.
I can't disagree. Colorado, I couldn't tell you the last time they had a decent shirt.
No, it's very plain, isn't it? I think with a lack of a sponsor, some shirts look really good without a sponsor, but Colorado's, because there's no stripes or anything, it does look quite plain. Poppy saw the description for it there, because classy design she didn't quite agree with. Right, FC Dallas up next. And as you know, if you've listened to Poppy's kit reviews in previous years, she's not the biggest fan of a red shirt. So this is red with kind of like blue, kind of blue hoops around it, but the hoops are in lines. It's not a solid solid hoop, if you will. It's dark blue, which is Dallas's colours. Here's what she had to say about it. Now, bear in mind, she doesn't like red, so she started thinking of other colours that it could be.
If it was black with those stripes, I'd really like it. Or even if the stripes were white, if it was black with white stripes like that, oh my God, that would be a masterpiece. But this, it's not for me.
What's happened there is Poppy started designing a kit for DC, which is the wrong conference. And you can't, we've told her this before, you can't just go changing colours of teams.
Exactly. Montreal, San Jose as well. That would be a great kit.
Yeah.
Not for Dallas, whose colours are red and blue. Right, next is Houston Dynamo. Now, when I said this, this was her reaction.
Houston Dynamo.
I don't know why she did that. Just do it again. This is. She must like saying Houston Dynamo.
Houston Dynamo.
So that's going to stay on that for the rest of the season. she was reviewing their away kit. It's black with a design on the back. Here's what she had to say.
Oh, have they got a damp problem? Looks like mould.
So Houston Dynamo's away kit. The design. What would you say the design is behind it? Should we just go with mold?
Yeah, I don't know.
Moving on now, it's another black kit. It's LAFC. And if you haven't seen the LAFC kit, it's black with gold Adidas stripes on the top. And it's got a very, like, it's kind of like an Aztec-y design on it. It's quite funky, this one. Now, if you don't know, Poppy has actually got an art qualification, and she was using that in a description for this kit.
I absolutely love that. It looks like they've taken inspiration from like the 1920s, 30s Art Deco. Oh my God, absolutely adore that. And you know what? I'm not even hating on the gold.
Who is she?
Yeah, she's changed. A few tweets coming to her going, can't wait for the kit review. She's changed.
Not being funny, 3 years ago, it's, oh, buzzy bees.
No, it's like, oh yes, it looks like the 1920s, 30s Art Deco.
She's from Yorkshire.
I know, yeah.
Art Deco.
Right, heading across California then to LA Galaxy. And this shirt, she didn't really look at the shirt. She looked at the collar.
I can see what they were doing, but to me, it just looks like the wristband you'd get at an all-inclusive.
So that is the one that she was talking about. If you haven't seen the collar, obviously the shirt's white, it's the home shirt, but the collar is like a dark blue with the gold stars on it. We get why they've done it, and Poppy, amazingly, considering she doesn't watch MLS, knows why they've done it as well. But yeah, she thinks it looks like the wristband at an all-inclusive.
I love this Minnesota kit, but can I just say?
Okay.
It's understated. I like the pattern in the background. Standard Target on the front.
This is their home kit, and this is what she's had to say about it.
Ooh, Minnesota. Hello. I like the black. I like the blue. I like the stripes.
She said what I said.
Yeah, basically. The sort of the black with the kind of like, is it white stripes, faded stripes around the waist where the logo of the sponsor is.
Mm-hmm.
Next, it's a new team. And this confused her a bit, actually, considering that Nashville were in the East last year and now in the West.
Yeah.
You said before that Nashville's kit is basically very similar to what they did last year. The only difference, really, is if you look down the sides of it, down the sides of underneath the armpit, right down to the bottom of it, it's got kind of like the audio wave. So it's as if it's a voice note on WhatsApp, kind of best to describe it. She saw that, and this is what she had to say about that.
Love the sides. It's a real shame that they didn't do that like funky thingamajig around the collar and the arms.
So, thingamajig. Oh, like the LA Galaxy collar and
yes.
Cuffs.
So,
Wither on that one.
Take inspiration from the all inclusive wristband and have it on the collar and the cuffs. But no, she likes the voice note thingamajig on the side there. Next in the West is Portland Timbers.
Hello.
So Portland Timbers, we said on the last episode that I predicted, as her husband, I predicted that this would be her favourite kit.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen this, it's inspired by, because it's the Rose City, so it's pink, it's got then sort of reddish, sort of maroonish sort of colour, like rose prints on it.
It's got the England Lionesses vibe.
Yeah, if you've seen that kit, then it's got that, but obviously different colours. But what does Poppy think of this kit?
Looks like when you've been chopping vegetables and you've accidentally chopped a bit of your finger and you wrap it in a towel and that's like the design on the towel. Or when you take your makeup off at the end of the day and you like wipe your face with a wipe and that's what your lipstick looks like on the wipe.
So she's not a fan.
I thought she'd really like it.
Me too. But clearly I don't know my wife as much as I thought I did. Yeah, so it looks like blood on a tissue, basically.
She's actually got a really good point.
She has. If you know, makeup after you've rubbed it off at the end of the day. RSL then, it's a red kit. We know her thoughts on red kits. Here's what she had to say about this one.
This kit hasn't changed since Jason Christ was playing for them in the 90s. Like, it's the same kit.
I like the collar. I like that it's two different colours. I like the way it crisscrosses. That's my only positive about that.
Yeah, I'll back her up on that.
Not a fan. Maybe RSL, we don't encourage teams changing their colours, but maybe RSL should do if they want a good review off Poppy. We'll see next year when they've got an away kit to review. Speaking of away kits, San Jose's next.
Thank God that other one's gone. That was the worst kit in history.
Well, kind of like a grey-silver kit. There's a pattern from the armpit down, but not much really to say about it. What's Poppy said?
The sides look interesting, but there's nothing earthquakery about that.
She's right. Earthquakery. Actually. Nothing earthquakey about that. Next, it's Seattle Sounders. Now, last time they had their home shirt, remember Poppy said, because it was green, they've come dressed as the pitch. So this year, what they've done is it's still green, of course, but they've kind of got blue squares going all the way down the kit. Now, not sort of big squares like you'd get in a sort of a crisp, you know, when it's like square, 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 square. This is more like square, 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 square all the way down. Blue squares. Here's what she's had to say about this one.
Well, this is interesting. At least you've taken my advice. You know, green kit on a green pitch is never great. But to me, it almost feels like they've taken inspiration on the way it's mowed again with the little squares, but they've coloured them in blue.
Poppy, stop it.
So Seattle's kit looks like a mowed pitch. But instead of, I guess, the, what would it be? It wouldn't be dirt, would it? It'd be a different shade of green. They've used blue.
Seattle fans, I don't like this one.
What, Seattle's kit?
It's doing nothing for me, this one.
I think it's interesting. It's an interesting design, but I've got to say, I probably wouldn't rush out and buy it.
Last year, they treated us to the Hendrix kit.
That was class. That was good. She did like that, actually.
This, the SKC next. Mm-hmm. This one, right? Here's my take on this one. I think it's really boring.
Yeah.
But if I'm an SKC fan, I really like it. Does that make any sense? It's a nice kit. It's just, there's not a lot going on. It's not going to be a classic.
Okay, well, let's see what Poppy thinks of it.
I love this kit. I just love the colours. They're really complimentary. I just like how they all flow together. And it kind of reminds me of driving home where they've got the, are they called cat's eyes, where they light up.
So in the middle of the road, the sort of road studs, I guess, that light up to separate the road. This reminds her of this. So SKC, if you can't see, this is their away kit. It's navy, sort of a dark navy blue with light blue sort of trims and stuff on it, Adidas stripes. And in the print on the in the background is numbers, which I think is to do with either the area code or the axis that Kansas City's on or where it meets the other state. So,
is it the coordinates or something?
Coordinates, yeah. So that's what he's got in the background. But to Poppy, it looks like the lighty up road studs. The cat's eyes. I don't know if they call them cat's eyes in the States, but we do here.
And Vancouver, finally, who have just recycled the same kit from a few years ago.
Yeah, so it's dark blue with a white sort of banner across the middle, a big hoop. With the sponsor on it, there's then the sky blue trims on it, and it was the banner that Poppy pointed out.
Did they all want to wear a belly top, but they're not allowed?
They're not allowed. She's never complimentary about Vancouver. Sorry, Vancouver fans, but she's never I've never heard her give a complimentary review of their kits.
I'm not a fan of this.
No. Well, there's the Western Conference kits. I hope you enjoyed Poppy's kit reviews, even if your team's kit wasn't complimented by her. Remember, you can get the new kits from soccer90.com as well. They're our sponsors. And let us know at MLS UK Show or comment in the comments on YouTube. Do you agree with Poppy? Is there any kits that you really like and she doesn't like, or vice versa? And next episode, that's when we'll do the East, which of course features reviews of Atlanta and Orlando's kits.
Not just because it's Orlando, but genuinely, just because it's wacky bonkers. What is your opinion of this creation?
Well, we'll hear what Poppy thinks on the next episode. In terms of me, I don't know, really. I've got to be honest with you. I don't necessarily love it and I don't hate it. I think it's just, it's a different design, which as we've seen with some of them, shout out to RSL, we actually like a design and we don't like plain. So I'll give them that. It's different. Right, let's move on then, because each week each full episode this season, you're going to try and come up with a game. We will, of course, play some games that we've already played across the season as well. But last time we had the hyper type.
Yeah.
So what have we got this week?
This is the backwards game.
Oh, well, hopefully I'll do better than hyphens R-Type.
I'm going to ask you some questions. It's quick fire, so I need you to answer quickly.
Okay.
You have to give me the answer in reverse. So, for example, if I said, who is the son of Ian Wright, you would say Phillips Wright Bradley.
Spoiler alert, this isn't going to go well.
I'll start off with some easy ones.
Okay.
But it's quick fire, okay?
Right.
Who's the mascot that cuts wood after goals in Oregon?
Joey Timber.
How do you spell the official Philly hashtag?
P-O-O-D.
The energy drink team in New Jersey.
This could be either two, so I'm going to go with York New Bulls Red or Bulls Red York New.
That's the one. Yeah. Famous landmark figure in the city where Vieira managed the Pigeons.
Oh, Liberty of Statue?
Yes. The phrase you hear when you load up FIFA.
Oh, God. Game in the Sports EA?
Close. It's game the in it's Sports AE. Miley Cyrus's absolute banger about having a really good time in the United States.
USA the... in party.
Yes. Colorado stadium name.
Park Goods Sporting Dicks. No. Dicks Sporting Goods Park Goods Sporting Goods Dicks.
You were right the first time.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
Just say that. Stop saying dicks. LAFC Stadium.
Stadium California of Bank.
Yeah, and a couple more. What's the full club name that appears on the badge with the flamingos?
FC Miami Inter.
No, I think it's a hard question because the badge makes no sense. It's Miami Football International Club.
Oh, we're never going to get that.
Last one.
Go on.
Spell Shinyashiki.
Give up.
It's good though. It's a good effort. My favourite one was Park's Good Sporting Dicks.
I did well on that one. I've made up for it. I'm happy with
you
that.
You did do well.
Let's park hype or time. Never play that again. Let's just play this every week.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll have another game or we'll play that again on the next episode. I tell you what, if you've got an idea for a game for Elliot and you think it's going to challenge me, get in touch at MLS UK Show or tweet Elliot Elliot Holman. Because if you tweet the MLS account, MLS UK Show account, then I could see it. So then same with Game of Changing Names as well. People have tweeted at MLS UK Show before and it's like, well, I see that as well. So
just an excuse for you to go on my profile and follow me at Elliot Holman. You probably will regret it.
We didn't do this on the last episode because we ran out of time, but as is tradition and as every other podcast, YouTube channel, magazine, if there's still them knocking about, that looks at MLS, we need to do our season predictions.
Mm.
So we didn't do that last time. We thought we'd wait 2 weeks to see how the season pans out. So you may have predicted Seattle will win MLS Cup or Support Shield, and now because they've lost two, you're thinking again.
Well, I actually wrote mine down a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, right.
Do you want to see what I've written?
Well, you can tell me. Wouldn't be really be good on a podcast if you just show me and I show you. Oh yeah, that's good. Right, moving on.
I've put MVP.
Okay.
I've put Yimi Chara because he's gonna ride a bicycle every week.
Wow.
And I've put Carlos Vela because he's probably gonna get a hat trick most games.
Incredible. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
For top scorer, Golden Boot, I've gone for Lewis Morgan because I just thought he's probably gonna hit the ground running.
He's going to get a hat trick in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I see what you're doing there. Okay, has any of those predictions changed 2 weeks later?
No.
All right, so MVP. Let's do MVP / top scorer. I know 9 times out of 10, the top scorer is MVP anyway. Who have you gone for?
I'm trying to be honest. I would have been putting Castellanos in there, 100%. Obviously, it's been a slow start from NYCFC. But I feel like you can't not be talking about him or Carlos.
Yeah. I've gone with Carlos Vela or Zela Rayan.
Yeah. I'm a big Zela fan.
Yeah.
I just try not to be boring. I think I said him last year in the year.
I think, okay, well, for that one then, I guess if you go Castellanos and I'll go Zela Rayan, we'll meet in the middle with Carlos Vela. But all three, well, Zela Rayan and Vela have had good starts. Castellanos still not scored, but he's someone. If he lasts the season, I think that's the only reason I've not picked him, thinking that if he has a good between now and June, if he plays really well, then he could easily go in the summer, I guess. Yeah. But, you know, if he plays anywhere near what he played last year, then he'd definitely be in with a shout.
Absolutely. What about support of Shield?
We put this on Twitter after the first game week, asking if anyone's changed. With that, I think we both jokingly said Dom Dwyer for MVP. Obviously, we'll scrape that. Supporters Shield, I went for LAFC. And I think even after this weekend, I think if Carlos Vela can stay fit for most of the season, I would say they're in for a good chance.
I've watched so many of the games the last couple of weeks, and yet my brain still says Seattle come from deep.
No one's going to argue with that. I don't want to say it's a safe choice, but it is a sensible
choice. It's more controversial now that they've lost the first two games.
That's true.
But you just can't count them out.
Mm. Anyone from the East that could be supporters Shield?
I'm not going to do it. Orlando City.
Okay, now let's get serious again. MLS Cup, this is where I've gone. I think New England Revolution will do it this year.
I don't. I think last year they showed incredible determination. They got goals when they desperately, desperately deserved them. They got a lot of goals when they didn't. There's a lot of games where they came out with 3 points and you thought, how have you just done that? I don't know if you do that twice.
I think on the Bruce Arena, who...
Great side.
Bruce Arena, who officially now is the winningest, feels like a made-up word to me.
But is it actually a word?
Winningest manager
I'm not having that.
MLS history. I think with him, with the players who are more settled now, I think they've added well. Of course, they're missing Turner, but they didn't have him this weekend and he kept a clean sheet. So, yeah, I think any Revs could do it this year. I think the pressure with them, if I'm going LAFC for Supporters Shield, I think with the pressure with them not being Supporters Shield could help them, and I think they'll go all the way.
Okay.
So who do you think, MLS Cup?
Oh, it's really hard.
It is tough, which again is a credit to the league.
Yeah, I agree with that. Columbus. Because if you can outscore your opponent, you win MLS Cup.
You win most games.
Mm. Most of them.
So Columbus doing the SKC of good season, bad season, good season. But theirs is going to be MLS Cup, bad season, MLS Cup.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think at MLS UK show. Right, let's look at this weekend then. We need to do our weekend predictions. Round one, last time, we both got one result right. I kicked off in spectacular style. I said Philadelphia 1, Minnesota 1. And you predicted, where was the result you predicted? It was, you said LAFC, no, you said Dallas 1, Toronto 1, got there in the end. So we both predicted draws in their matches and got them right. However, I won, I'm not going to lie.
Of course you did.
I got more results, more outcomes right than you did. So I've gone 1-0 up in the series. I won last series as well, so it's a good start for me. We'd finished 35 points to 45, though, so, you know, you did okay.
New York City versus Montreal.
3-1.
Three goals.
Yeah, I think they'll get them.
Couldn't hit a barn door at the minute. 1-0 NYC.
What's the next match? I've not got it up on the screen.
Columbus versus Toronto.
Columbus will win. They're at home. Toronto haven't started that great. I think Toronto will struggle until Insignia comes in the summer. So I think it'll be... I could see another battering, you know. I think it'll be 4-1.
I'll say 3-1 just because I was going to say 4. Miami versus LAFC. They're going to need to score a goal.
Miami do need to score. I think LA will win 2-0.
1-1. It's Seattle versus LA.
Tough game. Big game.
LA Galaxy.
Yeah. Biggest game of the weekend. Seattle, they can't keep on losing. Seattle will win. 2-1.
0-0.
Another clean sheet for LA Galaxy. Yeah. Wow.
Houston Dynamo versus Vancouver Whitecaps. The battle for the wooden spoon.
1-1.
I'll go 1-0 Vancouver.
Something we've not talked about, actually. Hector Herrera, Mexican national team captain, has signed for Houston.
Yeah, we've been hearing about it for so long, and it's finally been done over the line.
Yeah, I mean, surprised for Houston. I think it surprised a lot of people, really, that they've managed to get someone of his quality.
But there has to be a point, doesn't there, with any of the teams that are struggling, languishing around the bottom, there has to be a point where they entice one player that will hopefully attract others.
Yeah, you're right. And I've got to say, all the sort of promo that Houston did, HH for H-Town, I tweeted it, but I did mean it. In some sort of weird alternate universe where I'm a soccer player, it basically showed what the promo would be if I, Henry Hewitt, had signed for Houston Dynamo.
You know I've seen you play, right?
Yeah. I mean, I retired a long, long time ago, so a bit rusty, but hey, I could do a job for Houston Dynamo.
Anyone could. DC versus Chicago. Can they score a goal?
I think Chicago will score, but I think DC will win again. I think it'll be 3-1.
I'm going 2-1 DC. New England Revolution versus Real Salt Lake.
Oh, any Revs. They're going to win MLS Cup anyway, but I think they'll win, I think 2-0.
3-0, any Revs. Orlando versus FC Cincinnati.
I mean, if you don't win this.
Even when we were bad, we thrashed Cincinnati.
Yeah, this will be a 3-0.
I think we'll concede. I'll go 3-1. Philadelphia versus San Jose.
Philly will win. They're strong at home. San Jose, indifferent start, let's say the least. They've been conceding goals as well, so I think it'll be another 3. But I think 3-0.
3-2, I'm going for. Goals, goals, goals. FC Dallas versus Nashville SC.
Oh, I think this would be another tough game for Nashville. I know they're starting the season away from home with a new stadium coming, but it's not been kind, has it? I think this would be a draw. I think 1-1.
Dallas 1-0. Colorado versus Kansas City.
Oh, tough one. Colorado showing that the metal at home. I think they'll win again. I think 2-1.
I'm going 1-1. Then Portland play Austin. Just casual 3 a.m.
3 a.m, but what a game this will be. A big challenge for Austin. I think we'll gauge where they really are off this game. And I think it'll be 2-2. I think they'll get a result.
Okay. I'm going to go Portland 3-1. Atlanta then play Charlotte FC.
10-0. No.
Charlotte.
I think... I can't see Atlanta keeping a clean sheet, so I think it'll be, 3-1.
Yeah, I'll go...
That's to Atlanta.
I'll go 4-1 Atlanta.
Okay.
New York Red Bulls versus Minnesota United.
Well, Red Bulls started well. They'll be glad to be back home. I think they'll get a 1-0. I think they'll win.
New York?
Yeah.
I'm going 2-1 Red Bulls. And that's that. Before we go, we need to reveal... the game with a change in name player.
I haven't really thought about it.
And I think this is a really good one.
I know I'll kick myself, because if someone who's played for Man United, what, 99 to 2008?
249 appearances for Man United.
And then went to Arsenal. Mm. He was from Inter Milan. And then played at Portland. What position did he play?
Definitely defender. I was going to try and be more specific, but yeah, defender.
Defender. And what nationality are they?
French.
Who went from Man United to Arsenal? I'm going to kick myself. I really am.
Shall we find some others?
Some other players that have played for Man United and Arsenal.
Alexis Sanchez.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mkhitaryan.
This is the thing that I think more than who this player is, it would just be people shouting at the screens or through the headphones going, Mkhitaryan played for both. Sanchez played for both.
Danny Welbeck.
Yeah, it's definitely not him.
Van Persie.
Mm-hmm.
David Platt, Andy Cole.
Oh, was quite a few then. And this person. I really don't know.
This person's in the list, by the way.
So they're kind of a defender. They're French. Yeah, I can't think who it is. I'm going to kick myself.
Begins with M.
What, the surname?
First name.
First name.
Surname is S.
Oh, I know it is. Mikhail Silvestri.
Spot on.
Wow.
And played for Portland Timbers.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
How many games did he play for Portland?
Not many. 8.
All right. So he just about gets in there. Well done if you figured that out. I'm guessing a lot of you may have figured it out based on the United to Arsenal kind of thing, but
people who were watching MLS at that point and Portland fans would have been screaming at us for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, true. To be fair, this whole game is based on this.
Yeah,
that there are so many players that have played in the Premier League who have gone over to the US, thought it was going to be easy, and then worked out that it's not, and then left. And made short cameos. So well done if you got that right. I got the last one right. I've not got this one right. I'm not counting it as getting it right anyway. So it's 1-1 in Game and Change Your Name. Another player will be back next time. Remember, if you've got any to suggest for Elliot, tweet him at Elliot Holman. Don't tweet at MLS UK Show. You can also email us hello@mls.show. You can email us because for some reason I don't get the notifications for that, whereas you do, so that'll be fine.
Okay, that's what he tells me anyway. Thank you very much for joining us on our journey through the second week of MLS in 2022. We'll be back with a little stoppage time episode next week, and then episode 3 in 2 weeks time.
Yep, don't forget to follow us on your podcast provider, subscribe on YouTube, click the notification bell. And also, if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, you can rate us as well. Please do. Please rate us. You can review on Apple, but you can't on Spotify. It's complicated, but you know more than we do. But there is one rule, Elliot, and we're bringing it back for 2022. One rule if you want to leave a rating.
LA Galaxy style, 5 stars only.
And none of us have predicted that they'll win MLS Cup this year, so that phrase is going to remain for the foreseeable future.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening and watching. We'll be back in a week's time. I've been Elliot Holman, and I will say goodbye.
I've been Henry Hewitt, and I will say see ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.